Hi, I'm Michael Sunoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. This is the thing. If you're going to do it right, and I'd recommend don't do it like I did, sloppy from the beginning, because I was very sloppy when I first started. Do it right from the beginning. It's either time or money. I mean, either you got the time to do it yourself, or you're going to have to pay someone to do it. Hi, it's Michael Sinoff with Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called How to Land the Big Interviews for Your Audio Products and Website. Kristen is an audio marketing secret student who pretty much wants to do what I do, interviewing gurus and putting the audios on his website. So he came to me to talk strategy. Kristen plans to package the interviews and sell them as a product, but he thinks he's going to have to give away the rights to the product in order to get interviews with the big names. So in this audio, I tell Kristen how to get the big gurus to spill their secrets without ever giving away the rights to the interview. I also tell them how I land, research, conduct, and make the most of my audio interviews. You'll also learn what to say to the bigwigs to get them to grant you an interview. You won't want to give away the rights to the interview if you don't have to, but you will need to make sure it's worth their time. You'll learn where to find the best questions for your interviews. Sometimes what seems like the hardest research will turn out to be the easiest. You'll learn what to say if the person you're interviewing is short on time and you don't get through all your questions. You'll learn more strategies for landing interviews, email, snail mail, postcards, or the phone. What has worked best for me? You'll learn what parts of the audio production you'll want to outsource and what you can expect to pay for their services, and much, much more. Getting a site up and running is an investment, but if you do it right, it'll pay off. Kristen has lots of great ideas. He just needs a little attitude. If you go into every interview knowing you're the one doing people the favor by allowing them to promote themselves through your audios, you'll have no problem putting together great interviews. And over the next half hour, you'll hear exactly how to do that. Now let's get going. This is Michael.
Michael, hi, it's Kristen Murray.
Hey, Kristen, how are you?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
Good. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you as well. I've enjoyed going through your product, and I'm glad that we're having an opportunity to chat here.
I remember you from before, and I'm at your gurureporter.com, and I have an idea. I think you want to kind of do what I'm doing, which I think is great. I don't know how much work you really know it's going to be.
My goals, obviously, are to start contacting somebody. These gurus that I have listed on my site to nail down interviews with them. And so really, I kind of like to talk strategy and how I may be able to do that. I will tell you that I have been working with Sylvie Fortin, who is one of the gurus on there. We initially started a coaching program together.
What's her name?
Her name is Sylvie Fortin.
Is she related to Michael Fortin?
Yes, that's Michael Fortin's wife.
Okay, and what is she doing?
I initially started working with her back in August, September of last year. We kind of came up with the idea for that site together, and essentially what differentiates it from any of the other sites out there that you may see involving the gurus is it does have a rating feature.
Yours has a rating feature.
It does have a rating feature. When I was kind of fumbling over ideas for the slogan of the site, we came up with unbiased news, reviews, and interviews. And my goals were and my hopes were that the interviews would help build credibility on the website, which I think for the most part it will. However, now that we've reached a point to where we need to get the interviews conducted and secure the interviews from the gurus and so forth, that's where I was hoping that you would be able to help me with strategy.
Sure, sure. So here's the question. You've got a website. Let's say you had the interviews. What are you going to be selling? What are you going to sell? How are you going to make money from it? That's what you've got to be thinking.
Well, I'm thinking that in order to help me secure the interviews with the gurus, my approach would be to contact them via email and let them know that I plan on not only featuring their interview on my website, but I would like for the result to be that we would package the interviews from, say, 10 gurus at a time. Right now I've got 10 gurus that will be featured on the site. My next goal will be 10 more, and so my goal would be to package the 10 interviews as an audio info product, pay for the sales page, and put this in a downloadable product, and actually give the gurus themselves full rights to the product to sell their list along with mastered resale rights. The goal being twofold. One is to build my own list from the people who do decide to purchase the packaged interviews, and twofold, to start building traffic and, you know, build credibility among my sites where people feel like they can go to the site and get valuable information.
I think it makes sense. So you got to ask yourself, well, what's in it for the guru, okay? Why is he going to do an interview with you? So you explain to him, you want to interview him, you want to position him on your site. Obviously, any promotion is good promotion for him. He can talk and plug whatever products or whatever he's doing at the time, so that's good for him, right?
Right.
And then you also, in trade for him doing the interview with you, you're going to be creating an information product with his interview and 9 other gurus' interviews. And are you going to give him the total rights to do whatever he wants with it where he doesn't have to pay you anything?
I'm not quite sure how to handle that.
I think your fear on that is unfounded. You don't have to give him master resale rights to your package.
Right.
You got to have the attitude, okay?
Right.
Did you ever watch Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Oh, several times.
Okay, remember Damone? He had the attitude?
Yeah.
All right, you got to have the attitude. You're doing him the favor by interviewing him.
Right.
He should be kissing your ass that you're interviewing him because you're getting ready to launch this site. He doesn't know how well you're going to do. Now, you know, I know other gurus are super busy and you do have to make it worth his while. And so when you make a proposal to him or you invite him to do an interview, you know, he's going to want to know, well, you know, what's this guy going to do? If I trade my time in doing an interview by him going to your site, he's going to say, well, does it look like this guy's got the potential of getting my interview out to people? So in your presentation, your offer or your invitation to do the interview with him, you know, you got to have some meat there that he can sink his teeth into that looks like, well, this guru reporter, yeah, he's going to probably get my interview out and I get to plug my own stuff, so that's good business for me, right?
Right.
And look, everyone you ask isn't going to do it, but you don't need everyone. So if you approach 100 gurus and you get 10 to do it, then you got 10 gurus and you do have an information product that you can sell. Now, I'm going to give you a website you can take a look at. I just received a promotion from a guy, and this is exactly what he's doing. I don't know how well he's doing. It's called legendarymarketers.com. It's a guy who's going into the homes and videotaping the gurus. Did you see that promotion?
I've seen that, yeah.
But he's just doing it video-wise.
Right.
A lot more work. I ordered the product. It was a $97 product because I love learning from these guys, too. So, you know, I didn't even read the whole sales letter, but he interviewed Matt Basic and Rick Raddatz and Russell Brunson, and he did video interviews. But he also was smart. You could watch the video or download the AVI file, but he also allows you to download just the MP3 of the video. So you could put it on your iPod and take it with you. So I ordered it. I was a little disappointed, and I didn't read the whole sales letter. He had lots of names on there, but what he was selling was really a promise. I'm going to be doing an interview with this person, this person, this person, this person. He had clips from some other experts, but he hasn't finished editing and putting all these video interviews together. And man, audio's hard. I mean, the video editing production must just be brutal. I can't imagine him popping these things out real fast. I could see why he's only got 3 done already. They're done well. And it was kind of smart. He sold a promise. He did deliver 3 or 4 that you can watch once you paid your $97 with the promise that you'll be getting another 15. So that's pretty good. And he had a nice joint venture with Rick Raddatz, and I'm sure he sold a bunch of them. So yeah, it can be done. And all he's doing is selling interviews with gurus. Absolutely. Okay, so number one, I don't even think you have to give them the rights to the interview. If it comes up and they want it, why not give it to them?
My initial approach should just be to try to tell them that I am basically building a site, promoting them and their products, and part of my strategy and goals with the site.
Yeah, you have a website, Guru Reporter, unbiased news, reviews, and interviews. I can send you an email that I use, but you know, I kind of use my positioning to help get the interview. And because now I've got so many interviews, if someone goes to my site, you know, I back it up with proof. But that's okay. You could do an invitation And, you know, like I say, these guys, they understand marketing, okay? They understand that an interview is an effective way in getting their name out. And if they're selling a high-end something, all they need is one sale from someone listening to their interview anytime in the future. And they know that makes good business sense. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I'll send you the letter that I use. You can modify it and just tell them what you got. You've got a blog or website, Guru Reporter, Unbiased News, Reviews, and Interviews. You're interviewing all the gurus. You'd like to schedule an interview with them where they could talk about their experience and what have you and promote anything they want. And you just invite them to it. It's just as simple as asking.
Oh, okay.
But you don't have to give them the master resale rights to your product. You keep that for yourself.
Okay, good.
Another thing I usually say is, look, I'll do the interview, I'll do the recording, I'll do all the editing, I'll pay for all the post-production work, you'll write the description for it, and you'll have it available on your site to anyone who visits your site. You know, you can say you'll be launching a massive marketing campaign. You know, you can tell them your plans. It doesn't mean you have to do everything. You say you'll be creating 100 articles about the Guru Reporter, you'll be doing press releases to all the media. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
So everything that you would be doing in your launch or in your marketing, you'll be doing joint ventures with other expert marketers. Another good thing is if you've made calls, let's say you make calls to 5 or 6 of these guys already, and then you're calling me and you're inviting me and say, look, I've already got calls into Matt Basic and Michael Fortin, he's agreed. And, you know, you start dropping names of who's going to be on there, and that'll help you get the interview too.
Okay. So what if someone does take me up on the offer? I would imagine then would be the best time to start trying to nail down a time on the calendar, not beforehand.
You mean if you talk to them and they agree, they say, yeah, let's set it up?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, schedule it. Offer them a couple of dates. You say, you know, whenever you're ready, if you could do it early that next week or the next day or whatever, whatever's good for you. You say, well, look, I've got Tuesday open at 9:30. We could do Wednesday. We could do any time next week. What's good for you? And you just nail down a time.
Okay, perfect.
All right, so then you nail down your time. So you've got an interview with this guy. What you also want to do is when you nail down the time with them, you want to ask them, what are they working on and what would they like to promote at the end of the interview?
Okay.
You know, I don't know whether they have a membership or they're selling a seminar or whatever, because you got to understand that's why they're doing the interview. They want to get their name out there, but they also want to offer something to your listeners.
Right, absolutely.
So what are they promoting? So ask them what they're promoting. If they're promoting a seminar, ask them for the URL, if they have a sales letter to it and where it is. And so let's say they had a seminar. You know, Matt Basic is selling, I don't know, whatever he's selling, but you decide what are they promoting. Then you'll go to their webpage and you'll go look at their sales letter and you'll look at all their bullets and you'll see what they're selling. And then that sales letter is there to sell someone on their training, and it's going to tell a lot about the person, about the guru, their history, where they came from, and you're going to have all these bullets in there. You're going to be able to pull all your questions from that sales letter.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. I mean, you just look at the bullets, you know, how to get a flood of traffic to your inbox. You can say, well, Matt, how do you get a flood of traffic to your inbox? Every bullet that they've probably spent a lot of money with a great copywriter. You look at any of Michael Fortin's letters. You look at his letters. You should be able to come up with so many questions from one of his letters. You know, all the questions are right there. You're just turning that sales letter into an audio sales letter.
Exactly. That makes total sense.
All right, so that should be easy. That's if someone has a sales letter. If they don't have a sales letter, you can go to their website and you'll look at their history so you can do questions about them and how they got into the business. By looking at their content and learning about them, you should be able to come up with plenty of good questions for the interview.
If I had the, like, ballpark figure, if I'm looking to have anywhere between a 45-minute and 60-minute interview, how many questions should I have on hand?
It's hard to say. You know, it depends what the guy's style of talking with. Some people just won't shut up, and some people, their answers are very short and succinct. I definitely have plenty of questions, but when someone answers a question, they may say something, and you've got to be a real good listener that sounds interesting. You say, well, tell me about that. You can expand the question on and on by saying, tell me more about that. Or let's say they're answering something. They say, well, I had a student who took my course, and he made $10,000 last month. You say, well, can you tell me about that? Who was he? So you can go off on tangents on questions. And you're looking at your time, you can keep an idea of how much time you have left. Let's say you schedule an hour interview, you know, depending on what his schedule's like, you can say at about 45 minutes, you go, how are you doing on time? Would you have another 15 minutes to keep going? If you know you've got a lot more questions, you just ask them. So if he'll give you another 15 minutes right there, making an hour and 15 minutes, that's great. Then you've got more questions to go through. If it's a great killer interview and you keep going, I've done this before several times, you guys say, man, I just have not gotten to all my questions. Let me ask you this. Can we either keep going or can we stop right here and just let's finish up tomorrow or 2 days? I've just got a few more questions for you and you can do a two-parter.
Right. Okay.
You just got to kind of gauge it with practice, but definitely have plenty of questions there. The last thing you want to do is draw a blank and not have any questions, and he's willing to answer. So it should be a real smooth process if you do your research before and have all your questions organized in front of you. A lot of these gurus will have forums, and you can see what questions have been asked on their forum, and this is a real powerful way in creating a great question and answer interview because you're giving the listener exactly what people are asking. You look at the forum questions, and you could copy those. If there's a bunch of people in a forum and they're asking each other, well, how do I do this? How do I do that? How do I do that? You've got real questions from real people that people want to know. And so you can ask the guru those questions that are being asked in their forum. That should be cake. It should be very easy getting plenty of questions.
Okay.
Email strategy for landing the interview. All right, I will email you my letter that I use. You can do an email. Yeah, you can pick up the phone. You know, a real effective way is email sometimes won't work at first. Take your email and just print it out on your printer and get a brown manila envelope, like a 8.5 by 11 one. Just a regular brown envelope. Stick the letter in there and address and send it to them. Just mail it to them. I just got an interview with a guy who creates a product called Faster Audio. It's a piece of software that allows you to fly through audio, like speed listening. And I emailed him a couple times, and I didn't hear back from him. And he was in Canada. I printed that email out, put it in a brown manila envelope, sent it off. Sure enough, he called me. That's real effective. Email sometimes isn't going to work. If you really want to land a good interview, they appreciate someone who goes to the extra effort to send them something really unique. And I'm not talking about like a gift or anything.
Something that catches their attention.
Yeah, anything. Like I mail out my CD in a flat popcorn box, which is really unique. People love that. We went to a garage sale this weekend and picked up a pack of these jumbo playing cards from China. They're bigger than a postcard, but you can put a stamp on them. You can get the ace and write in black Sharpie marker. You know, you're an ace marketer, and I'd love to interview you. Give me a call, and Christian, and put your phone number on it.
Right.
I've got a promotion I'm going to be testing out shortly. I went and ordered from an aluminum can manufacturer. You know what a paint can is?
Yeah.
You know, like a paint can that you get a gallon of paint in?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can buy these from these can manufacturers. You can get these lids, these giant paint lids. You know, the lid that you hammer on when you got to close up the paint? And they're made of aluminum. They're real light. You can put 3 or 4 stamps on them, and you could mail those. You know, I'd like to blow the lid off your marketing with one of my interviews. You know, just simple, stupid stuff like that. So you shouldn't have a problem getting their attention. Start with email because it's the easiest, but don't give up on them, okay? And do something different and unique that gets their attention.
Okay.
What part of the audio interview process can I outsource to my team? This is the thing. If you're going to do it right, and I'd recommend don't do it like I did sloppy from the beginning, because I was very sloppy when I first started. Do it right from the beginning. It's either time or money. I mean, either you got the time to do it yourself, or you're going to have to pay someone to do it. So you got to ask yourself, what kind of capital, I mean, what are you willing to put into this project? I mean, I put thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars into my sites. It's expensive.
Oh, I can imagine. You know, I'd like to outsource whatever I can, to be quite frank with you.
Do you have the capital to do it?
I don't know. You know, I don't know what the costs are.
Do you want to outsource the interviewing, too?
I don't know. Is that possible?
I don't know. If you're the guru reporter, you know, when they go guru reporter, one thing is they're going to say, who is the guru reporter? I think you need your face on there, a personality.
Right, I agree.
And a little bit of a story. You know, what's this site all about? You know, you could say, I was an information product junkie. I've spent thousands of dollars on this and that and that, and I'm just fed up, and now I don't just buy anything. I really investigate products, and since I'm so used to doing this, I thought I could give you my opinion on things that I've looked that and give you the real scoop on what's going on. You got to have a little story behind it.
Right. Well, then, if I purchase the equipment that you've suggested and the materials that I've purchased through you, and I'm able to secure the interviews, come up with the questionnaires, and nail down interviews, and conduct the interviews, what then can be outsourced? Because I know that there's a whole heck of a lot more to it than just that.
Okay, so let's say you record your interview on your digital recorder. from then on, you could outsource the rest of it. It'll take some work getting someone set up to do this, someone reliable. So you'll need someone to do the editing.
Can I use your team to do this for me? What are you suggesting can be outsourced?
Look, after I do an interview, my team, I outsource all the editing or the initial editing. Then I'll re-listen to it and I'll do the final editing. I don't know if you've heard me explain, it's like going to the dentist. You got the hygienist who cleans all the crud off your teeth and then the dentist comes in. I'll always go through the final recording to do the final editing. I'll put the intro on there in my voice and the ending and the little promotional things in the middle. But the editing is very expensive. Well, it's very time consuming. My editor may spend 4 or 5 hours editing just 1 hour of interview. And then I go through it and I may spend another 30 minutes to an hour finishing it up. And then once it's finished up, I send it to a writer who listens to it and writes a headline and a description for it. And then I send it to a transcriber who transcribes it. And then once it's transcribed in Word, I send it to my graphic artist where we put a cover and convert it to PDF, and then it's ready to publish. I have all those different people. I have the editor, I have the writer, I have the transcriber, and I have the graphic artist, all 4 different providers. But once you get it going, you know, like my writer has been wonderful. I think I got her on Craigslist. Craigslist, you can find the talent on Craigslist to do all this. One time my editor, I just had her doing so much work, I put an ad on Craigslist for someone to do audio editing, and I found some capable people willing to do it. And I'll tell you what you can expect to pay. Your cost, if you outsourced it yourself, and not including the training time and getting someone up and ready, if you want to pay them enough where you're not going to have problems, for an hour audio interview, I'd say $100 for the editing. If it took 5 hours for an hour audio interview to be edited, if you were paying someone $20 in the U.S., that's good money to sit on your ass and edit audio, okay? It's someone you can keep for a long time, and it may even be too much, but I think $20 an hour would give you the ability to get someone to do a really good job where you can expect a meticulous job, and they would be happy to do editing for you at that price. So figure $100 for the editing, for the description, someone to do it right, another $50, and then the transcription. I would say it's going to cost you to build a team about $225, $250 per interview. That's what it's going to cost you to produce. And that doesn't include your final time. But I think paying someone at $20, you can train them to do the stuff that you would be doing.
Okay. What would you charge if I were to outsource the interview portion?
I'd have to think about it. I can get back with you on that. Because I keep my audio editor, she's just like gold to me, you know, because she's so good at it and she's been doing it so long with me. And I have her constantly busy editing. And I rely on her. I don't really have any other editor right now that I use. So any stuff I'm editing for you is taking away from stuff I'm editing for me. But sometimes there's gaps, so I could get back with you on that and think about that.
Okay.
But you're better off building a team. You can do it with some effort. There's lots of capable people who are hurting. I mean, GM's laying off 4 plants. There's so many people who need work right now and who would love you to be able to just work from home, from a computer, with high-speed internet access, with a little bit of training. Craigslist. Where are you located?
I'm in Dallas.
You're in Dallas? You ever use Craigslist?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I haven't. Not too long ago.
All right, in the gig section, gigs, you say, I need an audio editor. You can have them come to your house. And someone who knows how to edit audio, there's a lot of audiophiles out there who know this stuff. I got a lot of responses when I did my audio editing. A lot of very capable people know how to do audio editing.
Okay, that's reassuring.
And you don't have to overpay. $20 is a nice high end.
Yeah, I'm willing to pay $20.
Do it right. You got to look at that $250 per interview. That's just real estate. So if you did 10 of them and it cost you $2,500 to put your product together, a kick-ass product that was really done well and you had great questions that provided great value, that's nothing. You got something you can sell over and over and over again. And don't give the rights away to the people you interview. You need to hold control on this.
Okay.
And you probably ask, well, do I have to get a contract or whatever? I wouldn't. Just handshake thing. Just say, look, you understand I have the rights to sell it. You get them to say that on your original audio interview.
Okay. All right, well, perfect. Well, Michael, I appreciate that.
I know you got to go. There's a lot to it, but look, all those recordings in there, I know you probably haven't gone through them all, but I explain all this stuff in there. Just take your time and go through it and just get your first one lined up.
Okay, well, I'll do it. If you don't mind, I'll shoot you an email every now and again, see if I can get a little bit of feedback on my progress.
No problem, anytime, and I'll send you that letter real quick that I use.
Thanks so much, Michael.
All right, bud. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed this consultation with Christian. If you would like to learn how to land big interviews, you may want to check out my free 30-day trial of my Audio Marketing Secrets product. All you have to do is go to hardtofindseminars.com/A-M-S.htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/AMS.htm. Thanks for listening. For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com.